When one person, no vote emerged in 2018, it wasn't merely academic analysis. It was a clarion call that exposed how millions of Americans have been systematically stripped of their most fundamental right. What makes this work so compelling isn't just its documentation of voter suppression tactics, but how it connects America's troubled racial past with its precarious democratic present. As democracy itself seems increasingly fragile worldwide, understanding how voting rights are being undermined couldn't be more essential. The book reveals a disturbing truth. Many of the tactics used to disenfranchise Black voters after Reconstruction have simply been repackaged and deployed again in the 21st century, all while maintaining a veneer of race neutrality that makes them harder to combat. The effectiveness of post-Reconstruction voter suppression was staggering. Louisiana's Black voter registration collapsed from 130,000 in 1896 to just 1,342 by 1904 through three key mechanisms: impossible literacy tests, prohibitive poll taxes, and exclusionary white primaries. Literacy tests exploited educational inequality. Mississippi Senator Theodore Bilbo proudly noted they'd created a constitution that damn few white men and no niggers at all can explain. Poll taxes could consume 2-6% of a sharecropper family's meager annual income. The white primary completed this system by leveraging the South's one-party dominance. This history established the blueprint for modern voter suppression. Today's tactics appear more sophisticated, but emerge from the same playbook, creating barriers that disproportionately impact minority voters while maintaining plausible deniability about racial intent. Understanding this historical continuity is essential for recognizing how contemporary voting restrictions perpetuate this legacy. After the Supreme Court weakened the Voting Rights Act in Shelby County v. Holder, Alabama implemented strict photo ID requirements while simultaneously closing DMV offices in predominantly Black counties. Some citizens had to travel up to 50 miles to obtain proper identification, with the NAACP Legal Defense Fund documenting over 100,000 registered Alabama voters disenfranchised due to lacking required ID. The human toll is significant. Eddie Lee Holloway Jr., a 58-year-old Wisconsin voter, encountered a clerical error on his birth certificate that created an insurmountable barrier. Despite spending over $200 and making multiple trips between states and government offices, he remained unable to vote on Election Day. Equally concerning are widespread voter roll purges. Virginia, 41,637 voters, Florida, 182,000, Indiana, 481,235, Georgia, 591,549, and Ohio, 2 million. These purges have removed veterans, congressional representatives, judges, and disproportionately affected minorities. Modern voter purging emerged after the 1988 presidential election when Republicans negotiated maintenance provisions into the National Voter Registration Act, NVRA. While the NVRA established guidelines for removing voters, many states violated these rules by purging voters solely for not voting. Ohio alone purged 2 million people in 5 years, with 1.2 million removed simply for voting infrequently. Kris Kobach, Kansas Secretary of State, built his career claiming America faced threats from immigrants and minority voters. His interstate cross-check program flagged 7.2 million voters as suspect, resulting in over 1 million citizens purged from voter rolls. Cross-check's racial bias stemmed from targeting common surnames: Washington, 89% likely African American; Hernandez, 94% Hispanic; and Kim, 95% Asian. On purge lists, whites were underrepresented by 8%, while African Americans were overrepresented by 45%, Asians by 31%, and Hispanics by 24%. Mass incarceration further suppresses minority votes. In 2016, 1 in 13 African Americans lost voting rights due to felony convictions, versus 1 in 56 non-Black voters. While Vermont and Maine allow prisoners to vote, Florida alone permanently disenfranchised 1.7 million citizens, 21% of its African-American voting age population. The combination of cross-check purges, felony disenfranchisement, and voter ID laws has erased millions of citizens, predominantly minorities, from Democratic participation, all to address a problem statistical evidence shows barely exists. By 2016, the United States had slipped into flawed democracy status, according to the Economist Intelligence Unit. The Electoral Integrity Project ranked North Carolina between Iran and Venezuela, declaring it no longer considered to be a fully functioning democracy. Despite constitutional requirements to redraw legislative boundaries after each census, manipulation began immediately. Two forms emerged. Racial gerrymandering creates white power structures unresponsive to minority needs, while partisan gerrymandering designs wombs for its team and tombs for the other guys. Following the 2010 midterms, Republicans gained control of 26 state legislatures and governorships, implementing brute force, computer-driven gerrymandering that undermined Democratic representation. In Wisconsin, despite Democrats receiving 1.4 million more votes for House seats in 2016, Republicans secured 33 more seats. These efforts extend beyond gerrymandering to creating deliberate voting obstacles in minority communities, five-hour waits in Arizona, quarter-mile lines in Cincinnati, and extensive queues in Miami-Dade. These burdens fall disproportionately on minorities, with Black voters waiting twice as long as whites in 2012. One Republican chairman candidly admitted, "I guess I really actually feel we shouldn't contort the voting process to accommodate the Urban Reed African American voter turnout machine," revealing the true purpose is not election integrity, but controlling who participates in democracy. Against overwhelming odds, Alabama witnessed a stunning Democratic revival in 2017. Despite powerful voter suppression techniques, strict ID laws, DMV closures in majority Black counties, precinct closures, and purging 340,162 voters to inactive status, grassroots resistance emerged. Unlike typical last-minute efforts, Alabama's resistance had been working in stealth for months. Legal Services Alabama and the ACLU launched restoration clinics at Selma's historic Brown Chapel AME Church, helping people navigate felony disenfranchisement and registration. The Alabama NAACP led an unprecedented outreach with 1.32 million phone calls, 220,000 postcards, and 1 million texts. Vote riders established voter ID clinics, while transportation networks ensured voters could reach polls. On December 12, 2017, Black voters delivered a stunning Senate race upset. Despite predictions of only 25% turnout, over 40% of voters showed up, with Black Belt counties averaging 45.4%. The Alabama miracle proved that even sophisticated voter suppression can be overcome through sustained grassroots organizing, offering a blueprint for nationwide resistance. The 2016 election exposed America's democratic vulnerability to Russian operatives who exploited racial divisions to suppress minority turnout. Yet, as Reverend William Barber observed, voter suppression hacked our democracy long before any Russian agents meddled. The Russians merely leveraged existing efforts to stigmatize and suppress minority votes. America faces a critical choice. Continue down the path of voter suppression, further eroding democratic foundations, or recommit to inclusive participation. While 31 states develop new disenfranchisement methods, others expand access. Oregon's automatic voter registration added over 222,000 new voters in just over a year and increased turnout from 64% to 68%. The battle for America's democratic soul unfolds daily in courtrooms, statehouses, and community centers nationwide. The question isn't simply who wins the next election, but whether we still believe in government of, by, and for all people. This answer will determine both our electoral outcomes and the fundamental nature of American democracy.